the smell, it doesn't fall apart.
No. Well, wait a minute.
Just yeah. Wait.
Well, now you can do it. Yeah. Look at that way, will you?
Okay, we'll call the justice meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Here.
Greg Mattingly. Dave Drobish. Verzell Taylor. Lloyd Holman.
Here.
Bill Oliver.
Here.
Jim Gresham.
Here.
You have 4 of 7 quorum present.
Okay, thank you. I'd like approval of the minutes for the prior meeting of 10/22.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, do I have a motion on the claims or a question about the claims?
Move the claims to be processed.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Is there anyone else present on the phone yet?
Bruce Sale, I'm here.
Okay. Did you want to vote on the claims?
Yes. Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you. Circuit Clerk?
No report.
Circuit Court? Judge?
Short report. We were supposed to be having jury trials this week. We had to cancel this month's jury trial setting because of the rapidly rising COVID rates, combined with the fact that the trials we were left with, both the defendants were out of custody and the charges were not all that serious. We hope to have jury trials during the month of December, although as I was just explaining to Kevin, that's a hope. I don't think it looks terribly promising at this time to try to bring a bunch of people and group them together at the courthouse. Kind of on the same note, and I don't want to be too wordy, that per the governor's suggestion, we may go to shifts starting sometime next week where all the judges show up each day, but then 1 week, when that shift of judges' work is done, they'll go home. We'll have somebody else staying around for emergencies, and the next week we'll reverse that process. I was also going to encourage both the clerk's office, hi, Sherry, but we haven't talked about this mm-hmm. yet, and the court reporters to do the same thing. And then lastly, we are still in the process of hiring a new associate judge. We have interviews set up for December 10, and I would think we would have a new associate judge in place probably by early to mid-January.
Okay. And you're saying they're, you're going to next week switch to shifts?
With well, we're going to
is that what you're thinking?
In the morning.
Okay.
That's my thinking at this time.
Okay.
We're going to be four judges. You know, there's 8 judges total now. There'll be 4 judges that will be here full-time next week, 4 judges full-time the following week, and the other 4 judges will work until they get their work done, and then they'll go home, and their clerks will go home at that time.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Coroner, nobody here. Court services, probation, Pat.
The only thing I really have to report, we're currently going through contract negotiations. We received the union's proposal. We offered a counter proposal, which I thought, in my opinion, was fair. It was a pretty good proposal based on our financial situation. Received another proposal back. I met with Ed Flynn yesterday. Kind of came up with what we consider our best offer based on the county's financial situation, the probation fee collection, and the anticipation of possibly getting cut 10% next year from the state. That's kind of the wording that they're using, you know, the figures. I really believe it's a really good proposal. He is sending them a letter out. I'm assuming it's probably going out today. So I have really good staff, and it's all financial. But in my department, just our financial situation, it's just tight like everyone else's. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Emergency services. Okay. Public Building Commission.
No report.
Public Defender.
Very briefly, because of the rise in the COVID-19 cases in Macon County, we've encouraged all of our attorneys to work from home as much as they can. They will be in, of course, for court appearances, and we'll adjust that as the court adjusts its schedule as well. Because of the election, we have to find another attorney now. So we've got one promising prospect that we'll be interviewing next week for that. Everything else seems to be good. We have a strict mask policy now in the office, so if you leave out of your office, you have a mask on, and if you're in your office, the door is shut. We did have a problem with a couple of people testing positive for the COVID virus, but they're back in working now at this time. So we haven't stopped any spread in our office at this time. We're also going to be encouraging and having our attorneys do any interviews with clients over the phone at this point in time as much as possible.
We just all need to be proactive. And follow safe practices. That's just simple as can be. Thank you, Dave. State's attorney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have two resolutions for the committee this afternoon. The first resolution is the annual resolution designating the appellate prosecutor's office to administer appellate cases on behalf of the county. This is the same amount as last year, and I believe the year before that, $28,000. As the committee knows, this is allows the appellate prosecutor to handle all appeals coming from Macon County on behalf of the state's attorney. Also allows for them to handle certain tax cases as well as certain special prosecutor cases when that happens. The $28,000 was set forward in the FY21 budget, so it's already been appropriated. And I would just ask that it be approved.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Deborah Pratt.
Aye.
Giselle Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The other resolution I have, Madam Chair, is a resolution authorizing the disposal of surplus property. Again, we've done this two or three times already this year. We've just got some old technology equipment that we've identified, and we're just trying to get it out and clear some space. These are either obsolete or broken.
And I know I ask you this every time, but what are you going to do with them?
We work with environmental management as well as the Public Building Commission to make sure that they're appropriately disposed of.
Okay. Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Deborah Kraft.
Aye.
Giselle Taylor.
Aye.
Lloyd Holman.
Aye.
Bill Oliver.
Aye.
Jim Gresham.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Did we have any emails, any citizens' remarks? No old business, no new business. We do not need a closed session that I'm aware of. Next meeting, 12/17/2020. Motion to adjourn. Or so move.
Second.
Thank you, everybody, for taking the time.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, yes. I've lost track of time. I can't believe it's next week already.
It's gonna be a different one,
but. Yes, it is. That's for sure.
I know.